The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
To the Eric Metaxas Show.
Today, Eric will interview a man with the head of a turkey.
No joke.
The rest of his body is perfectly normal, but his tiny turkey head is very unnerving.
It's teeny-weeny.
And now, Eric Metaxas.
No, Todd, that's tomorrow is the guy with the head of a turkey. Please, I can't believe this. It's like we try to get this straight. It's big news to interview the guy with the head of a turkey, and then, you know, you're misleading my audience. Today, I have a man with a perfectly normal-sized head as my guest. I, too, to be clear, have what I think of as a perfectly normal-sized head. Just want to be really clear on that. I'm sitting here in the studio with Michael Horowitz, not to be confused with Michael Horowitz, who's the independent counsel, the inspector general, excuse me, not to be confused with him. This is the guy that I've always thought of as Michael Horowitz, Michael J. Horowitz. Thank you. Now, Michael J. Horowitz, I've known you for years. And whenever I know somebody and think of them as a friend, I forget what their credentials are. So I just want to be really clear to the people listening. You have many, many credentials that I want them to know. But number one, you were a general counsel in the Reagan administration. You have been in this neck of the woods, Washington, D.C., for a long time. How I come to know you is through our mutual friend, the late, great Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson is the man who introduced me to this concept of religious liberty, to really appreciate how we need to fight for it in our time, about the persecuted church around the world. And you, my friend Michael Horowitz, were given the Wilberforce Award by Chuck Colson. You're the only non-Christian, the only Jew, as far as we know, who has ever been given the William Wilberforce Award. With a name like Michael Horowitz, I would have guessed you were Jewish. But with the Chuck Colson Award, I would have said, now I'm confused, because Chuck Colson gives that award every year to some big deal Christian. No, you got the award in, I don't know how many years ago, about 15 years ago, something like that, I think. I believe I was there. But you've been around this world and around my friend Chuck Colson's for many years. And you recently gave a speech that I thought, I want to talk to you about it if I can get you in person. And here you are. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be here. I should add that intro, I felt very personal. My grandchildren call me Grandpa Turkey Neck.
Really? No, yes. Lot of people have turkey neck, but to have a head the size of a turkey, that is a rare thing. And tomorrow on this program, we're gonna have one of those people. Okay, so you really are somebody that you've been fighting for religious liberty and these kinds of things for many, many years. You were with the Heritage Foundation, were you not?
Hudson Institute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid, I get them confused. You could tell that I'm not a Beltway guy, that I would confuse the Hudson Institute and the Heritage Foundation. But you've been doing this for a long time. What is your story? Where did you grow up, and how did you get involved in this issue of religious liberty?
Well, the story begins with the immigration to the United States of my grandparents, who told me almost every day, never you forget, America is the blessed land, and you've got to return the gifts that we've been given. It then segues to our friend Chuck Colson and to my two of the great idols, two of the great figures that I've tried to emulate, not so much to emulate, who have inspired me, Eric Bonhoeffer.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer
and William Wilberforce, yes, who've been brought to life for me by some great author who did biographies of the two. They gave me and give me the sense that it is, as much as anything, the rooted Christian decency of this country that is the reason why I've enjoyed the freedoms I've enjoyed.
That phrase is a beautiful phrase. When I put your speech on my Facebook page and on my Twitter feed, this is maybe a month ago, that phrase struck me. You said, as a Jew, that it is the rooted Christian decency of this country that has allowed you as a Jew to feel safe.
Correct. And there's a lot of atheists and Christians to feel safe, something that Christians don't quite get, and something for sure that the caricature of Christians and the common culture regards as preposterous almost. And so part of what I have sought to do is deal with the worldwide Christian persecution. I'll tell you how it started. There was this young man from Ethiopia who we came to know. He had been hung upside down while he was beaten with steel rods and had hot oil poured over him, escaped from Ethiopia, would have been killed if returned. And I called up a lawyer and I said, "You've got to get a green card for this guy." "Oh," she said, "of course, this is terrible. And by the way," she said, "why was he beaten up?" I said, "Because he was a Christian." "What?" she said. "We don't do Christians in this country. Aren't they the ones who do the persecuting?" And it came to me, and I began to see more and more in almost an eerie way that what is being said of Christians today was said of my people 75 years ago in the same comfortable drawing rooms at the faculty clubs of the great university that you and I both went to. You know, I'm against violence, but I wouldn't want them as neighbors. They bring it on themselves. They're clannish.
They bring it on themselves. That's the classic that the Jews, they bring it on themselves. You know, I wouldn't be the one killing them, but they kind of, you know, they kind of have it coming.
Yeah.
And people feel that way about Christians. But I love the fact that you as a Jew saw this. I mean, it's not just that you heard it. Here you are trying to save the life of a man who has been tortured for his Christian faith. And you encounter an American bureaucrat who has such a negative view of Christians that she doesn't care.
More than a bureaucrat, she was a lawyer who was handling immigration cases, one of the leading lawyers in the country, and every sort of excuse for being an immigrant. And here were Christians being murdered, routinely murdered, in all of the remnant communist countries, in the radical Islamic countries. She didn't even realize that they had a claim. So that's what got me going. And I began, as I say, to understand that you guys, Eric, have become the Jews of the 21st century, the scapegoats of choice for the thug regimes of the world. And I began to understand as a Jew what I want Christians to understand, which is that you are being persecuted in order to keep everybody else under the thumb of the dictatorships of the world. Somehow, you stand, those house churches are not political, and yet the Chinese government, the radical Muslim governments, regard the existence of those house churches with terror. They're very shrewd about how they survive, and they think that these churches stand in the way of their survival. And the reason, Eric, is that our Judeo-Christian tradition has taught the world a message that brings down every dictatorship, the great message that all men are equal in the eyes of God. We haven't lived up to it, of course. Our faiths are not magic pills that make us perfect. But we've done a better job at it than we give ourselves credit for, and the dictatorships of the world know it. And it was very important to stand in the face of that common culture and to awaken Christians not only to the need to protect their own, but to the value to the world itself of protecting their own. And I have come to understand, you see, I'm very selfish in one sense. It's my grandchildren who are going to live in the 21st century, and the flourishing of your faith, which is exploding. You know, paradigm Christian 35, 40 years ago was a white Western male like you, Eric. She's now a brown female throughout Asia. Protecting those people means creating not a perfect world, but a world so much less likely to have the rivers of blood flowing through it that the 21st century did. So that's why I'm in this game, and I've been very frustrated by Christians, not in the pews, but by the Christian leadership.
Oh,
I
know.
Country.
Listen, it's a real problem. It's one of the reasons, Michael, why I wanted to have you on here, because you understand this, as we've said it, from the perspective of a Jew, that you know that persecution is real. And there are many people who just, they want to look the other way. And you're saying that this is something that if you're not doing it for yourself, And maybe you shouldn't do it for yourself. Do it for other people. There are people around the world depending on us to fight for freedom, to fight for these principles that the dictators and the bureaucracies around the world don't want to have. And Christians are usually at the forefront of these things. We're going to be right back, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Michael J. Horowitz. We're talking about religious liberty. Stick around. Sometimes you feel
so sad. Even though the 4th is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot and declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, line charges, and complicated pricing with Patriot Mobile, where pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And each Patriot's bill contributes vital donations to conservative organizations that fight for our freedom. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on a terrific water-resistant phone. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting patriotmobile.com. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com. Be a patriot. Switch and make conservative change every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, promo code MIKE2018.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
I was lost and blind, and a friend of mine even took me by the hand. Then he led me to his kingdom that was in another land. Now my life has changed, it's rearranged. When I think of my past, I feel so strange.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the great Larry Norman. I am Eric Metaxas, and my guest in the studio today is my friend Michael Horowitz. That's Michael J. Horowitz, not to be confused with the Inspector General, whose mealy-mouthed report you may be familiar with. No, we're talking to Michael J. Horowitz, who served as general counsel in the Reagan administration and has been an advocate for religious liberty, and who's been around the town of Washington, D.C. for many years. Michael, how did you find your way to Washington, D.C.?
I met the most beautiful woman in the world who was living in Washington with two children who said, I'm not getting married again. I moved to Washington to be in good standing, to court her. It took me a year to do it. I succeeded, and here I am in Washington.
Unbelievable. That's how these things start. You know, you got to be, can't be too careful. So you were in the Reagan administration. Now, Reagan really was, I think of him as a hero on these kinds of things. He spoke up for persecuted people around the world.
He was spectacular because he cared, but he was spectacular equally because he was shrewd enough to know how powerful that caring could be. There's this famous story of the Russian ambassador coming to the American Secretary of State saying, what's going on? I can't do business with the guy. I want to talk about missiles. And all he does is give me lists of Pentecostals and refuseniks that are in Soviet jails. And the American Secretary of State, George Shultz, shrewdly said, hey, I got the same problem. He really cares. And if you want to do business with Reagan, you're going to have to start releasing these people. He won't claim credit, but you're not going to get any place with him unless you do. And so began the Jewish refuseniks being free to leave the Soviet Union.
That was in the 80s, right?
Exactly. And when the message went out that those 10-foot-tall Russians couldn't even burn down a synagogue, they suddenly were 2 feet tall to everybody else. And it is exactly the same thing. If the Chinese communists can't burn down a house church, atheists, labor unions, everybody becomes freer. You were the canaries in the coal mine. You were
the Christians.
When I say you, I mean you, the Christian community. Yeah. Exactly.
See, this is a big point. You made this in the speech that I put out on Facebook and Twitter. But I want it to be clear for my audience. You say you have said that when the message is sent out to these repressive regimes, today it's China, obviously North Korea, it's another subject. When the message is sent out that if you harm Christians or don't treat them reasonably and give them some measure of religious liberty, we, the United States, won't play ball with you on anything. And when you're saying that when that happens, everything changes. In other words, freedom breaks out all over when you said the Christians are the canaries in the coal mine. So talk about that. In the 80s, you said that obviously the Soviet Union was intact, and Reagan used the leverage that he had. Do we have the same kind of leverage today with China?
More leverage we have with China. China is a country which is the least ideological country in the world. It's all cost against benefit. And if the costs are high enough, the Chinese will accommodate. But we've got to speak out because while it is true that if we do speak out, things begin to change, it is equally true that if we don't speak out, things get worse. When I was trying to pass the International Religious Freedom Act.
When was that?
In the late,
the mid-90s.
In the mid-90s, yes.
Yeah, early 90s, I think.
I would get calls from Muslim leaders at risk of life through cutout telephone saying, Mr. Horowitz, you've got to help. What a great fight you're fighting for those Christians. Keep it up. And I'd say, why do you care? Here you're a Muslim talking to a Jew about the need to protect Christians. They said, don't you get it? If the word goes out that America won't even protect Christians, we know that nobody will protect us. So we got to salute the radicals who are taking over our country. And it would happen again and again. Everybody in these dictatorships understands what the State Department doesn't understand and what Christian leaders can't quite understand because they're so confronted with the caricature and the bias about what it is to be a Christian. But it is exactly that message that when we stand up for persecuted Christians, the dictatorships are no longer 10 feet tall. They know it. I'm trying to get us to know the same thing.
I just find it funny and somewhat ironic that it always seems to be Jews who say these things. You've said this. Dennis Prager is big on this issue. Abe Rosenthal, The New York Times, he was big on this issue. All Jews talking about Christian persecution.
Listen, I brought Abe into this, by the way. I called Abe up one day and I said, he was the great figure in American journalism.
Oh, he's people. I mean, we've got it. There are plenty of people listening who don't know who he was. He was the editor of a paper that I like to call The New York Times. He was a huge figure. This is when The New York Times was still doing actual journalism. And Abe Rosenthal was he was it.
They weren't doing it. Abe came in and made sure that they did do it and was hated in the newsrooms for recapturing the paper from the left and for caring about truth rather than ideology in the paper and made it the great paper it was. In any event, I called up Abe and I said, you write about human rights and there's one issue you haven't written about. He said, what's that? I said, it's the persecution of Christians. He said, that's not happening. I said, how do you know? He said, because I haven't read about it in the New York Times. So I sent him a packet of material. And a week later, I pick up the New York Times, and there's this column that says, I have covered all sorts of things, and I have missed the great one. And Michael Horowitz called and screamed me awake, one of the greatest compliments ever paid.
That's beautiful.
And I shall never forget it. And Abe and I were called the Zionist agents for fighting for persecuted Christians in the radical Islamic press and elsewhere.
So now, and when was this? This was in the
about the same time.
I was going to say this has got to be the '80s because
it was during the Clinton administration.
Okay, so it was the early '90s because
yes.
I remember that Rosenthal that was toward the end of his time. But how did you know Abe Rosenthal?
I made a cold call.
Oh, you made a cold call.
That's all. Yep,
unbelievable.
And it began this relationship. The two of us understood why. Because we've seen what happened. When I first started caring and wanting to engage the Christian community, Christian leaders would tell me, oh, well, we can't do anything. And then they would say, because the people in the pews don't care. And I then sent out letters to 150 mission boards saying, you can't be silent, because as a Jew, I know the price of silence here. Again, I want to come back to the key theme here, Eric, and it was the subject of the conference that I was at, where the speech I gave is something you've talked about and have listened to. It is, the title of the conference was, Why Don't Christians Care About Christians? And I came and poured a little cold water on the title.
Yeah.
I said, I'm talking to you good people, and they were the most generous, decent people, leaders of the Christian community from around the country. But the meta message of your conference is, I care, but all those other Christians don't. You don't mean to say it, but what you're really saying is, yeah, I'm a better Christian than you are.
Yeah.
And my judgment was it was exactly the opposite. That if all you ask Christians to do is to care, they'll pray, they'll give some money, the world will stay the same,
yeah,
and they'll feel you're inviting them to feel impotent.
Yeah.
The real need is for Christian leaders to shrewdly come up with meaningful and achievable goals to set the people in the pews in motion so that when they succeed, success builds on success. And that is the challenge that the Christian leaders, there is the one thing I cite the scripture as a Jew, and I always get confused whether it's Hebrews 14 or Romans 14, but it is one of the messages in the Bible that Christian leaders violate constantly. It is, do not let thy good evil be spoken of. All those decent Christians, the Bible Belt is my safety belt. That's the story of America. And here they allow these caricatures to define them instead of defining themselves. And they have not figured out shrewd ways of doing it. And they whine and they complain. And then when the caricatures get really bad, they all retreat to the bubble and talk to each other and leave the rest of the world outside and do not have the influence on the rest of the world they should, and leave my grandchildren in the hands of the dictators.
What you have just said, Michael J. Horowitz. By the way, that was Romans 14, verse 16. Do not let thy good evil be spoken of. That's a command from Holy Scripture. that we ought not to accept these caricatures. These are lies from the pit of hell. That's where lies originate. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Michael Horwitz. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Somebody's got my baby, and now you ain't around, baby. I can't think. I should have put it down, should have got there.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Warning. Property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
There are a lot of warnings you don't want to miss.
Bridge out.
Especially when it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds Norton Security for more protection than ever. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But missing a warning sign...
Warning. Minefield ahead.
...could be dangerous. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Texas Show. I'm sitting here with Michael Horwitz. That's Michael J. Horwitz, formerly with the Hudson Institute, and now taking the cap off of his pen. You can hear everything in the studio. We're talking about religious liberty, and you, Michael, as a Jew, you often are at the forefront of talking about the persecution of Christians and how Christians need to stand up and fight against Christian persecution if they care about other people. And I always say this. I say the same thing about the United States of America. Why do I want America great? Not for Americans. If for the people around the world who are depending on us to be strong voices for freedom so that they can have some measure of freedom all around the world.
Hey, don't forget my grandchildren. They are Americans.
Well,
stand up for those Christians. You're helping them. I don't want the rivers of blood that flowed in the 20th century when God was dead to flow in the 21st century.
You were talking about achievable results. In other words, you said that Christian leaders need to get the people in the pew excited about achievable results. What kind of results?
Well, meaningful and achievable results. Let me give you some examples. Stalin said, the death of a million is a story. The death of one person is a tragedy. Well, there's a friend of mine, Zhang Kai, a brave lawyer, spent a year in America, went back, and started representing pastors who were being thrown in jail for 15 years
in China.
Sentences in China because they have crosses on their churches. He started representing them. A squad of Secret Service people came and took him out of his house the day before he was supposed to speak to the American ambassador, kept him for 9 months in black arrest. He came out, this cheerful friend of mine, a zombie, confessing sins on Chinese television. He's now living in Mongolia in his parents' house and is waiting to be prosecuted and put in jail for life. He has just sent out a message saying, I won't commit suicide. You know it's on his mind. Well, what about getting 200,000 Christians to write to the Chinese saying, free Zhang Kai, put his name out there.
How do you spell Zhang Kai?
We call him Kevin. Z-H-A-N-G.
Z-H-A-N-G-K-A-I. K-A-I.
Yes.
So he is living with his parents now in Mongolia, waiting for this grim sentence. And you're saying that American Christians ought to write?
That's one example. Let me give you another example. And it shouldn't be hard to get a couple of 100,000 letters here. I'll give you another example. Here's a personal thing. The Trump administration has filled all sorts of jobs, but not understanding, I think, as Reagan did, the power of human rights to really push the dictatorships and to assert American and Western power in the way Reagan did with the Soviet Union. The senior jobs at the State Department, including an undersecretary who was in charge of all human rights policies, have not been filled since he's come in. It's the career staff is handling it. Now, I said to this leadership, how about getting together when you meet with the president, saying you must fill the J undersecretaryship with somebody really good? Why? Among other things, this is the guy who chairs the committee that determines which foreign service officers get to be ambassadors. He swings a big bat in the State Department. Get the right candidate and fill a job with that guy, and it will change things dramatically. That's an example of how, you understand how the system works, you can make all sorts of things
happen. You understand how it works. Does Senator Brownback, now what is he, Secretary Brownback? I can't remember his
name. He's Ambassador.
Ambassador Brownback. Does he understand this?
Sam does, but he is in a position that's important, but he doesn't meet as a senior staff member with the Secretary of State every day. He's in an office that often is meant to just handle politically to show we care. And Sam is making it more effective than anybody else has. But I'm talking about somebody who is right up there in the number three or four position at the State Department. It's vacant, and it's easy to fill that job. I should say in a personal way that there have been a number of people who have asked me to go for that job. Find somebody better than me, but get Eric Metaxas to fill that job.
Well, I'm not going to fill it. I think you have more time than I do at this point, because I'm now doing, you probably haven't heard, I'm doing a daily radio program. Very time consuming. But
there's another example. Let me give you a third one.
Yeah.
And this segues into the notion of how to deal with the bias against Christians, the caricature of Christians that causes Christians not to act because they know they're going to be dismissed and rejected and caricatured, and people don't want to run up against these walls. How about the lesson of Bonhoeffer? How about the lesson especially of Wilberforce and Colson? How did they make the notion, how did they elevate the common sense of what being a Christian was? They didn't go out there immediately and say, let me fight for Christians. Colson went out and fought for raped prisoners. I know that because I worked with him. I drafted the Prison Rape Elimination Act working with Chuck, and we passed it over opposition. Wilberforce fought for African slaves. There are issues, and in the next segment we can talk about it, where the Christians can fill a vacuum, lead left-right coalitions in a world where left and right don't talk to each other, change the world so that the next time you talk about persecuted Christians, people can't put it down and say you only care for yourselves. You've got a record of protecting trafficked women. You've got a record of helping raped prisoners, of opening up the internet and tearing down the firewalls on which dictatorships live.
We need the right leadership on this. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Michael J. Horowitz. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, MetaxasTalk.com. Stick around.
Curtains on my eyes, but I've been blind. All these wasted years, and I thought I was so wise. But then you took.
Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long.
For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pains. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. Hey, I don't take it for my health. Oh, no, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Albin, what's different about me?
Well,
you see
great.
The glow in my face?
Yeah.
Do I just have a kind of a posture
you
you've never
sure
seen before?
Do. Yes.
Yeah, well, let me tip you off. You see what I'm sitting in?
What?
It's called a chair. No, it's not just a chair. It's X chair.
Wow.
Yes, I got an X chair of my very own. An X chair of my very own. As you can see, I'm moving. It's beautiful, sleek, modern design. It will improve the look of any room or office. It makes this dumpy studio look okay. Wow. It's an ultra-personalized fit. There's hundreds of ways you can customize it for your body type and comfort level. Experience the X chair for yourself by going to xchaireric.com or calling 1-844-4XCHAIR. X Chair comes with a 30-day no questions asked guarantee of complete satisfaction. The X Chair is on sale now for $100 off. So call or go to xchaireric.com now to save $100 and use code ERICFOOTREST and they'll even throw in a free footrest. Go to xchaireric.com and use the code ERICFOOTREST.
Today was really rough again.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Stay strong. Walk me through everything that happened.
I just don't see how this can get any better.
Why don't we talk about it? Our video session is scheduled to start soon. I'm with Faithful Counseling, and we're here to help. Our team of licensed Christian counselors want to help you get through this. We can begin a conversation when you're ready, by text or phone, even by video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. I'd like to give you your first week free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let's talk. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. We really want to help you. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Let us help.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
It was early morning yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really have enjoyed my stay. But I must be moving on.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Listen, I'm talking to Michael J. Horowitz, my friend who is an advocate for religious liberty. We're talking about some important stuff. So, Michael, just keep going. What can people do? Because, you know, most people don't know how to contact people in the Trump administration to get somebody appointed to this thing. What can your average person do?
They need to reach their leadership and say, give us achievable, meaningful goals. Don't tell us to care. That's... We know.
Well, the letters about Zhang Kai, that's Zhangkai. I mean, again, we need to put pressure on China. But do you have a website where you're now? Why don't you get? I mean, it seems to me that you ought to take leadership on this so that people have a place to go.
Well, you know, I one day thought up the notion of how about a day of prayer for the persecuted church. Called up Colson. He said, "What a great idea." There was this meeting of all the Christian leaders, Bill Bright, Jim Kennedy, all sorts of others there. And I said, you've got to come up with a playbook to plan out how to do it. Chuck turned to me and said, okay, Horowitz, you do it. I said, what am I going to do, write sermons for churches? I'm the only guy in this room who's not a Christian. He said, you go do it. And I put together that playbook. Let me just say, it is Christians meet with Trump all the time. It's a question of getting an agenda going. I think, and I want to give some examples of what can be done. Yeah. I want to give two in particular, based on what Wilberforce did, and very much in particular. Let me take the first. The great women's issue of our time is not hashtag X stuff of the left here about college date rape, important as it may be. It is the fact that 10 to 20 million women around the world are trafficked, sexually trafficked into slavery. You ought to put on your website, and I will send to you, photographs of girls from Denver taken over a period of 1 to no more than 3 years. Photograph 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, all the way to 8. And if you can tell the girl in photo 1 is the same as the one in photo 8, I'll buy you dinner at the restaurant of your choice. It is the slavery issue of our time, and it is women. And Hillary Clinton writes a book of 600 pages about all the things she did during her secretaryship. Not a single word about the real slavery issue of our time towards women, the mass trafficking of women, or female genital mutilation, or honor killing, or obstetric fistula, where girls are incontinent, 3 million girls in Muslim countries. Christian leadership can, as Wilberforce did with African chattel slaves, make this the great issue. And at that point, you have the leverage, you have the momentum, you have the credibility to shatter the caricatures and begin speaking for your own, and the confidence to know that in speaking for your own, you're speaking for everybody else. It's an open field to do it. And by the way, for this administration being hammered about not caring about women, this is the women's issue. It's an open door, so that when Christian leaders meet with the vice president and the president, as they do, they ought to say, how about a Women's Freedom Act that deals with the mass trafficking of women? People in the pews will care, and America will care. And what a great step it would be, as it was when Wilberforce did the same thing. Let me give example two.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Example two is the internet. It's really an instrument of freedom. We see the dislocation it causes in our world. But every dictatorship understands, and they've been explicit, we cannot survive if the internet is not what they call purified.
Right.
So they have firewalls that block the internet. In China, they spend billions on firewalls. The agency that's supposed to communicate messages of freedom to the rest of the world is called the Board of Broadcasting Governors. They get $775 million a year. And they run overlapping shortwave radio networks in the 21st century. And they won't spend 2% of their budget to bypass internet firewalls. They have acknowledged that for 2% of their budget, you'll ask me why, and if we have time, I will tell you, we could, within a few months, have 500,000 house church Christians worshiping in a U.S.-hosted worship service via their cell phones. It'll cost 2% of the BBG budget, and we can't get them to spend it. The quick reason why? Because if the BBG is a radio network, you need $700 million worth of staff to prepare radio scripts.
Right.
But if it's the internet, they're just a pipeline, and there's no job protection of the bureaucracy. The Christian leadership, when they meet with the president, should say, look, Mr. President, you make sure that the BBG allocates 10% of its budget to tearing down the internet firewalls in Iran, in Cuba, and even in North Korea, where everybody's got a cell phone.
Right.
Here are examples of where Christians are not taking a political matter. They're filling a vacuum that left and right can care about and changing the world and shattering the caricature at the same time.
I have to talk to my friend Johnny Moore about this. He has been, it strikes me that he has the connections in this administration to do something about this, because this is, you need the right people.
Eric, is he the guy who is the National Religious Broadcasters vice president?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No. No, this is it's all the stuff you're bringing up. It's interesting because you realize that there are people like you who understand how things work in Washington, D.C., and most people don't. I don't. I'm not one of those people. And it's funny because the more I spend time with Chuck Colson, the more I realized how different we were. He was a man who understood the way that world worked. I'm a writer. You know, I do comedy. I write biographies. I don't understand the way the U.S. government works. But there are people who do. And those are the people, obviously, who need to be advocating.
You know, one of the problems here is that the mainline churches have substituted whatever the Bernie Sanders campaign platform for the Bible. We find the same with Reformed Judaism. And so Christians get spooked about politics. What I'm trying to say is you've got to change the world. Colson understood it. And what I'm suggesting is not to say Christianity is on one side or the other of global warming or welfare taxes, but to take issues like the trafficking of women, the opening up of – that's the shrewd, achievable, meaningful goals that leadership – I want to reach that leadership. I want you to help reach that leadership, Eric, and we can change the world.
This is why we're here. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Michael J. Horowitz. We'll be right back.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 40%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Even though the 4th of July is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot. Declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, the line charges, the complicated pricing. Start celebrating simplicity with Patriot Mobile, where the pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And from each Patriot's bill comes a contribution to the vital donations of conservative organizations that fight for freedom every day. What a great month to remember that. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on this terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for summer, and help bring about conservative change. Independence has never sounded so liberating. Don't wait. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting www.patriotmobile.com/you. That's patriotmobile.com/you. Be a patriot. Switch. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
Hey there, folks. That's a little Bee Gees for you. I'm talking to Michael J. Horowitz, not being confused with the Inspector General. we're talking about religious liberty. We're talking about Chuck Colson, and we're talking about steps that can be taken. But the thing is that I know one thing I learned, Michael, is from hanging around Chuck Colson, I realized I'm no Chuck Colson. In other words, there are aspects of him that I was able to track with. But he is a legal mind. He was a person who understood the way government works. He was in government. He understood how power in Washington, D.C. works. And the question is, what kinds of people can lead this? It strikes me that apart from you, I don't know who I would talk to about what to do about this. We don't have the kind of coalitions that we did, let's say, some 20 years ago.
Well, the first step is no more going back into your bubble and whining about the rest of the world. You just stamp on it wherever you see it. The second is to take advantage of people who have seen the world. You know, I used to get paid big bucks to tell people how to negotiate Washington companies and otherwise. My fee is $0 an hour for as many hours as leaders are there, and you can accept some suggestions and reject some others. But it's a question of that leadership being shrewd in the ways that Wilberforce was and the way that Colson was. Very interesting thing I have found, by the way, Eric, that is the Christians who've been Christians all their lives from childhood are the ones most likely to go back into that little bubble, whereas people like Chuck, who found their faith later in life after having negotiated the world, are less spooked by the rest of the world.
You know, it's funny
their
you say that.
Faith as a gift.
It's funny, Michael, because that's a little bit my story. I was 25 when I came to faith, and I really do have a different perspective because I think to myself, I remember how useless what Christians call the world was to me in my suffering, how useless they were. And then I became a Christian, and I thought, with all of its faults, the church, it was a grand gift. I was so excited, and to this day, I appreciate that. And I really do think that we need to have that kind of perspective to understand that, to be browbeaten by the culture about, well, you Christians, this guy. I say, nonsense. It's lies. I mean, half of the stuff you were talking about, sex trafficking, I know evangelical Christians who are working hard on these issues. My issue is the media doesn't cover it. It's not that they're not doing it. It's not covered. And
stop,
that's part of what I
whining.
Want to do. Well, here
stop
I am.
Whining.
Here I am. I'm okay. On this program. I have those people on this program. And I talk because I have this platform.
You know, one of the mistakes of Washington is people think you need coalitions to pass laws.
Right.
The truth is the opposite. The important thing is not the laws. That's not the end. The important thing is coalitions that are confident. You need the act, the process of trying to pass a meaningful law to empower coalitions. That's the end. So come up with, as Colson did, as Wilberforce did, some meaningful target. So that when every congressman goes home, his pastor says, where do you stand on the XYZ bill? And he scratches his head first and says, what's that? I didn't read about it in the Washington Post. Guess what? A prairie fire gets going and those laws get passed and you change the world. Well, what are you going to do about it, Metaxas?
Well,
what are you going to do about
fortunately
it?
Fortunately for me, we're out of time. But Michael, we need to continue this conversation off the air. It's a joy to have you. I want to take some of the things that you've said and put them on my social media and stuff. So, folks, thanks for listening. Michael, my friend, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.